This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Guys,
oh,
that was welcome.
This is the start.
Yeah, this is the start.
Is this the start of your show?
What do you think this is? Fucking NPR.
Again.
You want to hear some?
Is this not
light,
NPR?
You want to hear light nylon guitar sounds?
You know what? I didn't bring apple juice in a decanter to do some some ragtag podcast.
How many? How much baby's breath did you need to remove from that before the apple juice went in?
Now, is there just a dash of devil's nightshade in there?
There might be.
Yeah,
there is some Eye of Newt.
Yeah.
Gingrich.
That's the thing.
Do you remember him?
Do you remember him?
I don't
That's
remember
a
what he
reference.
Does.
Do you ever see people enter politics and again, and you're like, wait, don't I hate you for something? Oh, you're like a pedophile or something.
Yeah,
like you forget because it's been like 8 years.
Dude, it's to the point where I just assume that, and this is not the way it should be, but I assume that everyone who looks a specific way and wears a suit every day has a little pedophile.
That's 100%.
If you have
that's
glasses,
all of Wall Street.
That's what I'm saying.
Wall Street just trades in baby dicks and
I know they're into weird shit.
Pork bellies.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. We're doing a special intro for Malcolm Barrett, who doesn't understand that this isn't a real podcast.
You guys are different.
We're just doing things different out here in LA, where no one has a podcast.
Sometimes you gotta.
This is my first podcast today.
So important to talk to you about one podcast a day so you're fresh, your ideas are fresh.
It's good.
We gotta tell people what you said before we started filming, which was my lovely girlfriend Alana brought me some lunch.
I was wondering how long you're gonna bring up before you bring up your girlfriend.
Well, thank you.
The girlfriend that I have, Alana.
You went 4 seconds. It was pretty cool.
So my beautiful girlfriend Alana at Alana. No, I'm just kidding. What if she had at Alana?
Steve's girlfriend.
Dude, if she had at Alana, I'd be like, you need to fucking sell that shit, and we need to buy a house in the Galapagos.
How does money work in your world?
Are you kidding me, dude? You don't know how much something like Alana at Alana is worth.
I don't know. You know how to like commodify all these things that I don't care about.
Yeah, dude.
Like
listen.
Podcasts.
Well, you don't need it.
I don't need it.
Yeah, like, do you have different. At like if you had at Malcolm, like you could sell that to Malcolm Jamal Warner's people and make so much money.
All the money.
Yeah, because
you make all their money. They yeah. just give you all their
don't
money.
Don't you think Malcolm Jamal
like,
Warner...
Here's the proceeds from the Cosby Show.
You're one of us now.
I need your email address. Yeah. I need your domain name.
I need your PayPal.
So my wonderful girlfriend brought me a taco salad.
Yeah.
Which came, or a tostada salad, which came in a tostada, you know, one of those big tostada shells.
Heard of them.
And then you drop in the chicken and the beans.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I loved it. I was enjoying it. But it came in a, because it was like a to-go container. So it came in like a cake.
Like a cake tin.
A cake tin.
So you can eat like a great big fat person.
It's like when you see the guy in the movie eating the cereal out of the big mixing bowl.
Dude, can you think of anything more sad than going to like a Stop and Shop or a Gelson's and getting a cake with like it has a carnation on it, but it doesn't have any writing? And
no.
Eating the cake with no writing.
It's breakfast cake.
You called it. The
most important cake of the day.
So that's what it led to, and I love it so much. I think, you know, like with the Wickwillian family breakfast cake, you know, or whatever.
Breakfast cake is a good candle flavor.
Breakfast cake.
Yeah.
But dude, you were joking how I was like, I'm eating more Mike. Someone said breakfast cake. And then it was like,
me, Malcolm.
And then it was like,
I'll let him take credit.
And then it was like, really did feel like I was eating a breakfast cake. Even though there were no breakfast items in this particular.
Well, tostada is all day, every day.
Yeah.
In my
it's an anytime meal.
It's a salad.
It's a salad.
It's like a pizza.
It's a salad with a bowl you can eat.
Dude, it makes you feel like you're, and forgive me if I'm overstepping.
In William Wonka's factory of chocolate.
Yeah. Because you're familiar. You drink the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Billy Wonka.
William Wonka.
Bill Wonk.
Bill Wonk. I know him. He does my taxes.
Bill Wonka used to play for the Bills, I think. He used to coach the Bills.
For the Washington General.
His friends call him Bob.
Bob Wonk. Good old Bob Wonka.
His name is William, but we call him Bob.
Guys. So anyway, I really loved... I loved breakfast cake, mm-hmm. and then I loved that you said that it was the most important cake of the day, and then I love, I would love to have a breakfast cake.
I love that your podcast is not just us talking, but also you recapping us talking earlier.
Yeah.
because that was some good shit.
Oh, shit.
Where's the zone going?
Dude, I recently... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are we not supposed to?
Ryan Faroki is going to get fired again.
I don't know these references.
Ryan Faroki is our editor for these video visual versions of Dynamic Banter. Which
Ryan Faroki.
If those of you listening are unaware that we have a video version of this podcast that you can see on youtube.com/dynamicbanter, then you're a real dummy.
Idiots.
Because it exists.
Idiots.
Ryan Faroki sounds like a Street Fighter move.
Faroki!
Guys.
Faroki!
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 Ryan Faroki!
Mega Faroki! Hot, hot, did you know Faroki? That's pretty accurate.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so now I want a fucking breakfast cake. Are you kidding me?
This juice has legs.
Let's talk about what would breakfast...
Because it's all this shit.
Guys, Malcolm Barrett is here.
I like to
drink
juice.
From How I Met My...
From How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Catherine Heigl.
How I Met Catherine
Heigl. The TV show. That's
Malcolm,
a theme song.
It's been a bit since you've been on Dynamic Banter.
It's been a while.
Dude, we miss you.
Hey, I missed...
I wonder. First of all, you know it's true, so don't act like.
Dude, you know. Wait a minute.
Cool. So fucking
you know
cool.
What the best?
Too cool to miss you.
You
guys.
Know what the best response to "I missed you" is to someone that didn't miss you back.
What?
So if you were like, "Man, I miss you," I'd be like, "I'm missed."
Oh, that's horrible.
Shit.
That's horrible.
I would never talk to you ever again.
I would shoot
that.
You in the face.
No, but what
like
if it's,
almost immediately?
But what if it's an asshole? What if it's someone who's like, "Oh, I missed you." What do you say? You
know
don't
what
say
I
missed you. Back.
I would go, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I go like.
I'd be like, I missed. And I give him a hug. And
I go like, thank you.
Dude, I watched you do that. We watched. Remember when Malcolm did that at Comic-Con?
No, but
there
I
was,
want
dude,
to.
Dude, you remember. You were like in this Conan O'Brien thing, and then you came out.
Yeah.
And it was me, you, and Malcolm, and Alana, I think. And then this guy comes up to Malcolm, and he's like, yo, what are you guys doing? Are you hanging out or whatever? But... I don't remember what happened, but he tried to hug you, and you were like, nah, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot what I said. He was like,
no, it's
he was,
not always okay.
No. He tries to hug me, and I go, nah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, man.
I've never rebutted a hug.
Dude, imagine hearing that here.
He was mid. I was like, nah.
That's the worst place. Mid hug is the worst place to be when someone doesn't want a hug.
Mid hug.
But in my defense, he was like a drunken asshole.
No.
He was.
Because I've hugged people, mostly black men. Because I'll hug a black guy.
Yeah, you got to hug a black guy.
I've heard that about
you. Yeah, yeah. Because if it's like an old black guy, because he's like, you got rights I didn't have. So I'll hug him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Respect.
But like a drunk white guy.
No, no.
No, it's no good.
I feel safer in the arms of a black man than an of old a black white man. Yeah, are you
That's
kidding
me?
That's
my favorite Tori Amos.
In
song.
The arms of a black man?
In the arms of
Wait, I'm not
of
thinking
a black
that.
Man.
That's not Tori Amos.
It's
Who
a little darker than a white man.
But it feels so much better.
I can't explain why.
These lyrics are almost problematic. Yeah.
And that's where this show
and
lives.
That's the name of the show.
We Mike and I rip out all of our racist jokes whenever we have a black guy on.
I like to. I would. No one knows you. Do people know you're Mexican?
Yeah, I mean our audience does, but
do they,
there are
but they forget.
There are people who don't know. Yeah,
they were gonna say forgive.
Yeah. But they forgive you. They get over it.
They forgive.
No, no, it's very forgettable.
I like
Mexican.
To bring it up all the time. Every time we have a thing, I'm like, "Hey, Steve's Mexican, y'all."
Yeah, dude, it's
so
weird.
Yeah. Build that wall.
Well, because it gives me a level. It's almost like a pass now. Like, you know, you're like, are you on the list? No, I'm not on the list, but I'm Mexican. Oh, okay, come on in.
Where do they help you in when you announce you're Mexican? Name one place.
Not the border.
Not.
Ah, those are good jokes.
All right,
those are good
fine.
Jokes.
All right, that's good.
There's no place in America where they're like,
I'm talking
sir,
about,
you can't get in. I'm Mexican.
I guess what I'm talking
Walk
about.
This way,
senor. Well, I guess what I'm talking about is like the industry where people of color are getting a little bit more work.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting all the work.
They're getting all the work.
All the jobs.
Yeah.
It helps to not
that's
be
what
a
I'm
white guy right
yeah.
now.
I guess I guess it's this industry is what I'm more talking about than society itself.
What's your favorite show with a Mexican lead?
Oh my goodness, this is tough. It's tough because
there aren't
many.
I know one that rhymes with the George Lopez.
Arlos. No. dude, I really liked the George Lopez
He's
show.
Very funny.
Is he Mexican?
Oh no, am I racist?
No, he's
well, not, now I need to
well,
know.
Not because of that.
I mean, I think he is. If he's not, he's
George
like
George Lopez has to be. That guy's not Puerto
Rican. If he's not, he's not Puerto Rican. Yeah, he's not Puerto Rican.
And that's the only two things you could be about him.
He's not a porterhouse steak.
he's not the other type of Spanish speaker I know.
Well, there's Spanish, and
Colombian.
Then there's Colombian.
Venezuelan.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's Mexican.
Yeah.
Mexican-American. Boom.
There we go.
Officially not racist. Sing that, internet.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Let's talk about what a breakfast
cake
would be, please.
It would have to have bacon on it, I think.
We do.
Right? Around the Bourguers.
Yeah. I think the base of it would be egg-based, probably.
Okay.
An egg based, almost like a quiche. A quiche is a breakfast
like
cake, or it's like breakfast pie.
That's like breakfast breakfast pie.
Breakfast pie.
Breakfast pie. My favorite breakfast pie is your mama.
That. We'll be right back.
You see. Catch Malcolm on the George Lopez show.
The George Lopez show. Catch me.
Holy shit. Oh, dude.
TBS and Telemundo present George and Malcolm.
George and Malcolm.
What would it be? Chocolate and...
caramel swirl.
Chocolate and caramel swirl.
Is this the type of breakfast cake you would like?
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, what if it was made out of muffin material?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, or like a pancake, maybe? Like a pancake material?
Sure. Oh, wait, breakfast cakes are just
pancakes.
Pancakes are breakfast cakes.
A short stack of...
But a pancake isn't like a cake in the traditional cake sense.
It is
it's
a cake.
It's called cake.
It's a cake, actually.
But I mean, not like a... I'm thinking more like a birthday cake.
You're thinking of in the wrapper sense.
You're thinking of a...
a celebratory cake,
if you will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're thinking of more of a 2 Chainz.
You're talking about money right now.
Yeah. Steve's about that paper.
Where's my fucking... Dude, I want to live like a month with like money-hungry Steve. I want you to like get a bunch of money and then to only care about that for like a month.
Oh,
and then
man.
I want regular
That
Steve
would be
back.
So weird.
I think it would be really funny. That. Right? Steve,
Blinged
Steve like
out.
Tossing his weight around.
I think what would happen was you'd have
was.
Like...
Was. You don't know how words work. That's sad. That's sad.
I think what would happen would be... I would have a chain with some kind of prop replica thing on it, and I'd drive a DeLorean probably.
Yeah.
And
always breaking down.
Yeah, always breaking down. And then I'd have like the GoldenEye watch. And, like, I'd have all this, like, nerdy shit.
Can I tell you, I'm not good at being, like, rich. Like, I don't know.
Oh, we got to get you better at being
like,
rich.
Like, I never know. Like, yeah. People would talk about, what would you do with money? And I have no idea. I'm always like, I'd pay my bills.
Yeah.
And eat.
Are you doing that?
I kind of don't even really
do. Are you paying your bills on time?
I'm just sad you haven't invited.
Dude, how good is that?
It's pretty cool.
Did you set up any auto pays?
No, because I don't trust the man. I'm like, you have to ask me every month, man.
Dude,
I'm
if all your shit is on autopay, you're living a pretty good
life. Sweet.
I'm just sad you haven't invited us to any yacht parties with bitches.
I'm not a yacht party bitch guy.
I know, but that's I guess I misunderstood what level of celebrity you are, Malcolm.
I was like, oh, I thought you were going to
Dude, or at least I'm just waiting for the yacht parties.
I feel like one or two years I'll get me a yacht party.
Yeah.
Right now I'm like,
you don't have to.
What if it's your turn to throw one and no one in Hollywood told you yet?
Oh shit!
Illuminati didn't call me,
dude. Illuminati didn't call
me. They
you.
Need to beat
Illuminati.
Me. Illuminati. Write that down. Put that into a thing that we can use later.
Yeah, I just want to be on one boat party with you, Malcolm, where there are no rules.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Literally nobody cares. Do you care?
I have an image.
Great. Great, Malcolm. Now we're going to get canceled.
TMZ's like, Malcolm Barrett always looks under tables at restaurants. Oh, shit, that card filled up. It's dead.
Damn.
The center one?
So yeah. Now we can only
see
two halves of Malcolm.
Yeah. There we go.
Here, should we do a little stretcher? A little stretch shirt?
Oh, all right.
Steve, go back to your microphone for a second. That one works. That works.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit of Malcolm in here.
Yeah. Did you guys prepare for this podcast at all? Did you guys?
We did.
This your first podcast?
The technology didn't prepare for
us.
Oh, that's how technology
Today is like a podcast day at the Valley Folk office, and we already recorded one on there, mm-hmm. and the card
filled up.
This is really entertaining podcast talk.
I would have tuned out.
Malcolm.
I wanted to talk to you guys about something.
Okay, yeah.
Unless you
no, something. No, please. I was just going to talk about Marvel movies, so you do
All right. I got to bring up Ammo Theater at some point.
Oh, yeah, of course. At some point. You will say it right now. You got a show.
I got a play that I wrote. I wrote a full This now it feels serious. Now I'm on Conan.
Here, I'll help you out.
Now it's every other podcast.
Now it's every other podcast. So I wrote a play. It's called Brain Problems, and well, it's about your brain and what that might mean. It's one of my first full-length plays. It's a comedy. But it's also poignant, with a little bit of heart. And if you have a brain and a heart, you'll come to the Pico Playhouse every Friday through Sunday, April 26th to May 19th. I guarantee you there are kittens, swords, and dancing penises.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a review.
Yeah. The New York Times said it's one of my favorite shows with dancing dicks in it.
It's one of my favorite shows, the New York Times said.
It's really weird they put it in first person. But that's how much it meant to them.
I get it. That's crazy.
It was Mr. Times who wrote the article.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the captain of the...
He never says anything.
He almost never speaks publicly.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the one time. It was Miguel, New York Times.
He doesn't leave his home anymore. Did they send him a screener or something?
Well, they did. They sent a screening of the play to him to watch.
They shot the play and
then
they got
we did that and we performed it live for him.
Oh, great. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, he's Mr. Times.
Well, when someone like that asks you to perform, you do.
Sure.
And I did. We brought all our puppets from home. We brought little puppies, too.
Yeah.
Just to give
to
him.
Not part of the show.
No, I hear he's hungry sometimes and... Mm-hmm. He likes to eat puppies.
Yeah, the soft bones.
Yeah, and we needed a good review. So, you do what you do.
That makes me not wonder so much about the second half of the review.
Yeah.
That went. And the puppies were delicious.
So, I'm very excited about this play, though, Malcolm. I'm truly excited. I'm going.
Yeah.
Brain problems.
And I'll see what I have going on.
The puppies are delicious.
Mike's not sure if he can go.
Mike's very busy.
Mike might have a thing.
What might you
every
have?
Every night for a month.
How do people get tickets to this thing?
They go to ammotheater.com or they just show up.
How do you spell ammo?
Oh, fuck. A. F for Alpha. M for Magnus. Another M for Malcolm. A-O for O. Damn, this is good. T for theater. H for hello. E for Esther. A for asshole. T for Tetris. R for rudimentary. And E for edification.com. Oh, yeah. Can you feel the theater? Can you feel the community? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I met a little girl on a Saturday night. Told her you can do, we can always fight. Then I had to leave with all of my might, cause this was playing night.
Breakfast
had my thing, then I had another thing. Went into the place and I had to sing. Told me what it is that you're gonna make today. It's a birthday cake.
Breakfast or birthday?
It's a breakfast cake. But it happened on my birthday. Breakfast cake. A pancake's just another cake that you can have for breakfast. Breakfast cake. That's what we're gonna make. Breakfast cake. I told you not to leave me. Why you gotta do that to me, breakfast cake? I see you sitting there looking like a nighttime cake, but it's really the day. You sick son of a bitch. You about to get eaten. Why? Cause you're breakfast cake. Breakfast cake, like my mama used to make. Breakfast cake.
Can I tell you what that is, dude?
This is the Old Town Road remix.
That's the robot who's pissed off that he didn't make it into the band. I've never been more happy to have headphones on in my life. Oh, oh God. Good.
He said thank you at the end. You hear that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
The cup of breakfast cake. I was trying for like the last 5 minutes to tape this, and then I realized it was in airplane mode.
Did you see any of these?
Oh, are you guys going to go live? You guys recording this?
Let me tap the Wi-Fi button right fast.
This is going to be hot.
Can I talk about what
please.
I want to talk to you
about? What please. Do you want to talk about? If you guys, for my live fans, I'm letting them know I'm on Dynamic Banter with good. Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza.
I was at breakfast this morning by myself, and that's a weird flex. And I overheard somebody telling somebody being ridiculous, and I tried to coin
like hard to
phrase.
Deal with.
Like I'll explain it in a second. Okay. But basically, the gist is I coined a new phrase. It's called garbage report, and that's overhearing somebody's business because they're too loud at a diner.
I love it.
It's called the garbage report
because they're garbage people.
Yeah.
So
what's the garbage report for today, Mike?
I tweeted about it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, am I a garbage reporter?
Yeah.
Oh, like good.
That. Hi, I'm Mike Falzone, your garbage reporter.
Hey, I'm here with some garbage. This tweet didn't do as well as it should have, by the way.
It should have nailed it. Let me send me the tweet later and I'll like it.
Thank you.
I had a good tweet, too, if I
will
could share
will you retweet it? You have to do shit like, because you're famous first, you have to do shit like retweet important stuff. Like,
it's kind of curated.
If one of us has a GoFundMe, because I hurt my ankle.
Oh, I'll retweet your GoFundMes all day. Like, I will not contribute.
That's
if
very
I
nice.
Hurt my ankle at basketball, you have to retweet
that's
my
100%.
Thank you for
that's
being
done.
A good
That's very done. Nice of you,
And that's
Malcolm.
One of these.
Okay.
garbage report today was there's a girl at breakfast with her friend on FaceTime with her fuck buddy saying things like, why am I not good enough?
Oh.
And how long have you been fucking that other girl, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is my correspondence.
This
hey.
Is your garbage report music.
Yeah, thank you. Should I say it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're with our special correspondent on garbage, Mike Falzone. Mike Falzone, talk to me.
Thank you, Malcolm. I'm here live at breakfast at the diner, and I just want to say there's a girl at breakfast with her friend on FaceTime with her fuck buddy saying things like, why am I not good enough? And how long have you been fucking that other girl? If you want to know this reporter's opinion, Malcolm, hey, excuse me, this is why you're at breakfast. Malcolm?
That sounds about right.
Malcolm, we got a breaking news update. Are you still there in the studio, Malcolm?
I'm right here in the studio waiting your report.
Malcolm, are you still in the studio? Are we live? Do we have a feed?
Yeah, literally, I feel like there's a little delay in here. We're ready for you to just speak whenever
Thank
you're ready
you,
to
Malcolm.
Talk about it.
She also says she's apparently still with her ex. If you want to know this reporter's opinion, you're fucking banned from breakfast. You can't eat eggs with the rest of us, Malcolm.
I agree. She sounds like a hard piece of trash. Who's got her heart broken?
Dude, she was screaming. There were families around her. And she was like, how long you been fucking her? And I was like, it's 11:30.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's yeah. intense.
You can't talk about fucking in public in the morning.
You can't.
No, no, no.
No,
you
no.
Do you it. Can be quiet about it.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to wait.
You can be quiet about it tonight at 11.
Yeah.
Tonight at 11, we'll tell you what you can be quiet about.
Hey, tonight at 11, shut your fucking face. We're in public.
We'll teach you tonight how to shut 11. Your fucking face in public tonight at 11.
That's so funny. I love that. Good segment.
Great segment, Mike.
Breakfast King.
You guys going to see this new Marvel movie?
Oh, man. I was supposed to see the Marvel movie tonight with my Blurred group. I don't know if I've mentioned it's a group of successful.
You're in Blur now.
Blurred. That's the closest I have to the Illuminati. Is I hang
you
out.
You hang
with
out with the band Blur.
Blur the group.
Yeah.
They sang their, that song.
From their song
Sitta.
Eiffel.
Yeah. Eiffel 5. Love
I
them.
Him a pride.
Eiffel Crower.
Is that? Is Blur the one that goes, I gotta get ya.
Yeah, yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
And aren't they the Gorillaz as well?
Yes, yeah, the lead singer also Blur is the Gorillaz.
Yes.
Cool, so that man is a cartoon who was in a mainstream band.
Yes, yeah, and yeah. God help him.
Yeah, yeah.
That boy is from Cool World.
I tweeted it. Guys, I had a tweet the other night. Cool if I could share reference. It. If I could share a tweet with you guys that didn't do very well, but I'd like for you guys to hear it.
Guys, we're sharing our worst tweets.
Let's how about this? Let's share tweets we're proud of.
That ooh, didn't go
that
viral.
That didn't go viral.
All right, we're going to
okay?
share tweets we're proud of.
What a fun up your that own ass thing to do on a podcast.
It's almost like we run it and do whatever we want on it.
Also, if you hate this, feel free to let us know.
Okay, here's a tweet that I tweeted the other night that I'm very proud of that did not get the love I think it deserves. Mm-hmm. Hey, at Sarah McLaughlin. If you love those dogs so much, name two of their albums.
Oh, man.
Come on.
That's terrific.
Come on. Thank you, Mike.
How did that not do really, really well?
Because
well?
I think it was 1 a.m. when I tweeted.
Oh.
That's tough because the whole East Coast and middle of the country are completely asleep.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I should retweet it right now. Should I do that?
But here's the thing.
Uh-oh. Oh, are you not into retweeting your own tweets?
Malcolm doesn't think it's funny.
Malcolm.
No, I think it's a great tweet. I feel like if it's going to go viral, it still goes viral at 1 in the morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You really think so, huh?
To British?
To British?
That means the British people are holding your tweet afloat?
I don't know if you know this, but the internet.
Yeah?
The whole world can have access to it.
Yeah, like, but when it's a time sensitive thing, I'm saying, Malcolm. No. If you tweet something when everyone's asleep, only the British are
who's how do you think time zones work?
Well, when we're at night, the British are at a different time. This just then. When it's nighttime around us, it's daytime. Oh, the British. Back to you, Malcolm.
That's fair.
Isn't that how it works?
That's fair.
Somebody fight me on it.
Okay, so are you guys pulling up your tweets that you're proud of that
this
you...
This is one that I thought should have gone better.
Okay. I'm looking at my analytics. Is that where you're going?
I no.
Oh, how do you do that?
I don't know
if you could do it. I'm doing it on my computer.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's one that should have went better. Showrunners and beyond, on behalf of the WA's Committee of Black Writers, hereby present the Black Book, a list of all the black writers we could wrangle in the guild. And then I quote
tweeted... I've not heard of these men.
Doesn't matter. I quote tweeted, Peter Farrelly's already looking to direct us with Scarlett Johansson in the lead.
That's very good.
I thought that should have been.
That's
good,
very
but you
good.
Have to know so much shit.
you had to read the first part.
To think it's as funny as you think it is, you have to know everything that you mean.
Okay, so yeah, I found.
I'm trying to find a bad one. I can't.
I'm just kidding. I liked what would be. No, that one's not very good.
What?
I said it feels like Shazam has been out for months.
And it didn't do good?
And it didn't do good.
Dude, here's one that literally three of us thought of in Nashville that did not do as well as I thought it would.
Dude, this was a good one.
Why is an urban home called Urban House Fitters?
Urban house
legitimate, and that's another thing you have to be in an urban home to know what that means.
I've never heard of urban home before.
Urban home is like a,
and I used to live in one.
It's very much like Urban Outfitters. It's like Urban Outfitters was a place to buy couches and shit. You buy like hipster couches.
No,
it's all very bad quality. They went out of business.
Oh, here's one I wanted to do better. Dear at Gordon Ramsay, what's the best way to cook a tooth?
Do you end up getting a reply to that?
Or? No reply.
No one sent you a link?
Gordon Ramsay did not respond.
I know. And I'm
coward.
Like, I feel like he's skirting around the truth. He doesn't want to answer that question.
He's a coward, if he's anything.
Here's one that did just okay. Can I get the breakfast music again, please?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The garbage report.
Of course. Yeah,
garbage
report.
Malcolm, are you there?
I'm here. I'm waiting your call here.
Malcolm, it's Mike out.
Are you okay?
And wait, go minute now, and you
think,
can go.
I think there's a delay.
Thank you, guys.
That's on you now, Malcolm.
Okay.
Malcolm, now back to you in the studio, Mike.
Are we hearing anything? Oh, okay, I hear you. Okay.
I'm confused. We're right back to where Malcolm.
Well, we'll be right back after this break.
And he starts saying the story at the break.
Wait, that's the best. Dude, we could do that live on stage. We could do that live on stage, and it would be such a funny sketch.
How long do you think you could do that without laughing? Because I'm not that good of an actor.
I could do that for a half hour.
Guys, I'm serious.
I could do that
for
a half.
We need to do this sketch. It's like, okay,
I like
so
that a lot.
This is what it's like. It's like.
That's great.
Welcome back to Channel 5 News. We've got a breaking announcement. We're going live on the scene with Malcolm Barrett. Malcolm Barrett,
we're right here. We're listening to the report. I think we're going to go. Oh, okay.
Seems like we're having some audio problems.
Okay.
Hey, guys, this is the director. We're going to take that again.
Okay, it seems perfect.
All
right, I think we're right.
We'll throw it back to Steve.
Okay, well, it seems like we're having some technical problems here.
Okay, well, I'm just going
to
wait.
Let's cut to Mike Falzone.
Mike, do you
want to
hear me? I'm only coming through your head.
Mike Falzone on the field.
Go ahead. We're going to take a break. We're out to break in 5, 4.
And breaking news, we're
going
to cut to Malcolm Barrett in the studio. Malcolm, breaking news.
Yes, we're here. Okay.
Okay,
I guess he started
talking.
We're coming right.
Four.
My okay,
three,
I think, Mike, is that?
Two.
What do you mean, my
Mike? Please go ahead and throw it to Malcolm.
My mic is not on.
Okay,
no,
we're here. We're here now live with, okay, is that you, Steve? Steve, I can still hear.
Breaking news, we've got Malcolm Barrett on the field.
We ran the bumper for the last
game.
It's a commercial. All right,
well she quit me first. I don't fucking like
There's
her.
No coughing on air, Malcolm.
Are we back?
Throw it back to Steve
okay.
in 5.
All right, we're back
four,
on
three,
here. Okay, he's counting.
Two.
Malcolm Barrett, we got him live in the studio. Wait, oh, not a, okay, hang on.
Okay, I'm just going to throw it. Sorry for
Somebody
the folks at home.
Fucking
We've got
throw
a
it to Steve.
Technical difficulty.
How long can we do it for?
Dude, that's one of those things that, like, gets real funny, and then it's like, stop.
But then it gets funny. doing it.
It circles back.
How are they still doing it?
Circles back.
Holy shit.
I love it.
All right, let's do some sponsors really quick.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
Christ. I don't even want to say. Can I say what I'm proud of?
Sure.
Sure.
And then we'll do sponsors.
Yeah, go ahead,
buddy. I can't believe Tiger Woods won the Mueller Report.
That's very good. Thank
That's
you.
That's funny.
Thank you so much.
Funny.
What is this? No one should call me right now. Yeah, I couldn't find any more tweets, so let's just do... here, you guys do a little talking, and I'll pull up...
I had a tweet that I knew was going to get a response that I felt I immediately regretted.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I said...
you poked the bear.
I went... I tweeted... I might have been inebriated. I went...
I've seen it.
I said, women apologize too much.
Okay.
I want you to make a blanket statement
about
women, a gender.
Blank anything, that's not going to do well.
It's not.
No.
It got a bunch of responses.
It got a bunch of engagement.
It got engagements.
It depends which analytic you're going
for.
Yeah.
Going for engagements.
Here's a tweet I'm proud of that did not do well. I'm kind of a think piece of shit.
That didn't do well?
Didn't do well.
Oh, man.
I like that.
This one, too. At Dolly Parton should have a podcast called Beg Your Parton.
That's good.
And she stops people in the hallway of wherever she's at.
I beg your pardon. I'm Dolly Parton. Stumble out of bed and...
Stumble out of bed and gone in the morning. Stumble out of bed and gone in the morning. Thank you for the gold to do 9 to 5. Waking up sour when you hear that sound, and you're walking on bone and you feel that town. Look at me now, it's Dolly Parton again. It's working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Gonna lose your mind. I'm gonna take it and a giving. I knew more of that song than you guys. I'm
yes,
pretty
sir,
proud.
Yes, sir, you did.
Yeah.
No,
I only knew four of the chorus parts. I just
Here's
knew
another
four
tweet.
Words in the chorus.
Combined all the
Here's another tweet. Here's another tweet that I wish did better than it did. I made the mistake of going to Costco horny.
I made the mistake of going to Costco
Oh,
horny.
That's so funny.
Thanks, man.
Where's my last good?
Never go to Costco horny.
I've been promoting.
Never go to Costco horny. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to go back a while ago. I had a string of ones that didn't do real well. There has to be a gem in here somewhere.
Here's a rehearsal report from our show to the puppet master. Our dick cane glue still hasn't set, so the penis slid off during rehearsal.
Back to you in the studio.
We have Malcolm live with the slippery dick. Malcolm.
And now we're coming back live with.
Hey, my dick's coming off. It's not working the way it should. We're going to have to talk to the puppet master about that.
All right, let's do some ads really quick. You guys can keep finding some tweets you want to talk about. Let me do some...
These tweets are boring.
Let me do some business here. Guys, want to talk to you a little bit about a wonderful company called Away. That's right, Away. Away is just a really awesome company that sells
suitcase people.
Really awesome suitcases.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Away suitcases are just like really, really cool. Their slogan is... Away, first-class luggage at a coach price.
It does feel like you're balling.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of like the perfect luggage, and I think I'm only saying this because they're paying me, and it's really good luggage.
I'll say it honestly. We don't both have to come from an honest place, but I'll speak honestly for sure.
Yeah.
When I got that thing... And I was like, oh, it has a USB thing so you could charge your phone at
That's
the airport?
That's the greatest thing ever.
100% from your seat. Like, you sit in the most comfortable seat. You don't have to sit near a fucking...
sit on the ground.
An outlet with germs or the ground with germs. And you don't have to plug your USB thing into some blank wall USB, given the government your information.
That's right. And you also don't have to sit on those pile of crushed down hash browns that a 14-year-old girl left... charging her cell phone so she can peep on British boys on Instagram.
She can watch BTS. That's my young people reference.
I'd like to report that it is now nighttime for the British.
These TikTok kids can now charge their luggage with Away luggage.
like it.
The approach is simple from Away, guys. They create special objects that are designed to be resilient, resourceful, and essential to the way you travel. And Away always uses high-quality materials while offering a much lower price compared to other brands by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you.
Did you say middleman?
The middleman.
Heard of it?
Andrew Middleman?
And you could choose from 9 colors and 4 sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large for extended stays.
Which one did you get, Steve? Because I got one.
I got the bigger carry-on because I already had the carry-on.
Oh, you're balling out of control.
I've got, dude, I've got a matching Away suitcase set.
That's really cool.
And they're both the same color, and yeah. I'm going to feel like a fancy boy going... I'm planning on going to Japan at some point this year.
Oh.
I don't want to say it too much
You're
because it
be
probably
the
won't happen.
Boy in Japan.
Dude, I'm going to have that Away luggage with me. One of them will be completely empty so I can bring back a bunch of weird toys.
Cool. The bigger one or the smaller one?
The bigger one, of course. But yeah, it's just amazing. All suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate, unrivaled in strength and impact resistance. The interior features a patent pending compression system helpful for overpackers. That's me. 4 360 degree spinner wheels guarantee a smooth ride. I like having fun in the airport with them. You ever swing around a suitcase for fun?
Yeah, and you pretend like you're in Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, or I have like a little robot friend with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, 3-2 duty.
3-2 duty.
Away 2D2?
That's
Away 2D2.
That's a good one. Certified good one.
And here's the thing, guys. Away asked thousands of people how they pack, why they travel, and what bugs them the most about their luggage, and then just, you know, designed a bag that solved a few old problems, like sticky wheels, and a few new ones, too, like dead cell phones. And the reason why we mention that is because, like Mike said, there are powered USB chargers built into the luggage.
Yeah.
Which is super, super cool. So anyway, let's get down to the brass tacks here. It's $20 off of a suitcase. You visit awaytravel.com/banter. That's awaytravel.com/banter. And use that promo code banter during checkout to get yourself that Away luggage. Check them out, guys. You get that 100-day trial. You can live with it, vibe with it, travel with it, Instagram it. And at any point, if you decide it's not for you, you can just return it for a full refund. So guys, $20 off your suitcase, awaytravel.com/banter. Use the promo code banter. Thank you so much, Away.
What color did you get?
I got the brick red.
Like the maroon? I think
yeah.
I got the same one.
I like me a brick red.
What if we go to the same place and we get our unmentionables?
I'd have to think about it. Can I think about it?
You can think about it.
Guys, our next sponsor is...
Steve, get back to me about it.
I'll get back to you about it. Trustums. We're doing one of them Trustums exercises.
Trustums.
Tristans. Guys, this is an ad for HelloFresh. Hello. Now, what is HelloFresh? Well, it's just a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. How about home-cooked meals made simple? HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes. And HelloFresh does all the meal planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on a healthier you and a happier family. And you can get seasonal simple recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door every week. Cooking is enjoyable and easy with HelloFresh. Fresh pre-measured ingredients and easy to follow 6-step pictured recipe cards are delivered to your door each week in a special insulated box.
Special.
Spend less time in meal planning and grocery shopping so you can get that time back to do more of what you love. And all meals come together in 30 minutes max. Call for less than 2 pots and pans and require a minimal cleanup. Make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's Picky Eater kid-tested and approved family pan recipes. And there's 3 plans to choose from. Classic.
It's the longest ad show.
Three plans to choose from. Classic, vegetable oil.
Steve, we're back from health in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Malcolm, talk to Steve.
Looks like we're...
Make deliciousness part of your
every week.
We're
throwing it back. Okay. Looks like Falzone wants me to throw it to Steve. We're throwing it back.
Three plans to choose from.
Oh, looks like he's talking.
Three plans to choose from. Classic, veggie, and family with the option to switch between four when your tastes change. Enjoy fun menu features with HelloFresh's dinner to lunch, 20-minute meals, gourmet, and one-pot wonders, among more. Guys.
Thank you, Malcolm.
All right, looks like we're back. Bringing you the news of the garbage
Steve's
people.
Not yet.
Mike Falzone, I'm
like
going to throw it over
more
to you, Mike.
Okay.
Mike, what is your experience with HelloFresh?
All right, well, let's talk to Steve Zaragoza. He's going to talk to us about HelloFresh.
Hey, this is Mike in the field. The
looks
the
like
food
Steve
was fresh.
Zaragoza. Okay, we got
food
Mike.
Food tastes good.
Was it easy to make, Mike?
Easy to make, easy to follow directions, Steve. It feels so good cooking for yourself. Back to Malcolm, over to Steve.
What'd you make, Mike?
Steve.
Looks like we're back in the studio here with... Okay, Steve's here.
Guys, how about this Vanity
First
Earl
off, we
here?
Gotta,
if you want to get your
you hear some
$80
information
off.
About HelloFresh, we're back to the luggage report.
God damn it. Let me get this call to action out of here, you goofballs. Guys, for $80...
A primary luggage here
right,
at
that's enough.
Breakfast West is...
All right, you forced me to shut you down. I'm shutting your mic down.
We've got Breakfast West here.
Breakfast West is my favorite one of Kanye's kids.
Breakfast West is the voice of Ren and Stimpy, right? And Fry from Futurama. Guys, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/banter80. That's banter80. And enter the promo code banter80. That's right, guys. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/banter80 and enter banter80 in that promo code section. It's like receiving 8 meals for free, guys, or you get $20 off your first 4 boxes. Thanks a lot, guys. And thank you to HelloFresh.
Absolutely. Feel like an adult.
Man, we barely made it through those fucking ads.
How about this one? Parking meters should have rollover minutes for all the times you paid for 2 hours, but you stayed for 10 minutes.
I agree with you.
Wow, right? That's really nice.
That's my platform.
How could you do it?
I don't know.
How would you implement
a card you put in
card
every time?
Card.
Yeah.
Gotta do card.
With a chip. People seem to like the chip.
I have a tweet here, too, that I wanted to do better.
What is it?
It's, I'll eat tortilla chips. I'll eat them without salsa or guac or anything. I don't need salsa. I don't need anybody.
I like that a lot.
Thanks, man.
I don't need salsa. I don't need anybody.
I don't need salsa.
I don't need anybody.
I got a tweet here. It did well.
Okay,
just going to bring it up for no reason. Got to get back to my summer body. Luckily, it looks exactly the same as my winter body.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. I like that a lot.
That's my first real tweet. My other one that I really liked, you know that whole Sega thing? You cheated not only the game, but yourself. You didn't grow.
No.
What?
What is that?
Sega?
Sega put out this thing where it was like it put out this video about like... About you know how there's all those cheat things you can do in like Sonic or whatever. Where
yeah,
you
and you can
levels.
Add in little cheat codes.
So
and
they
stuff?
put this thing where it was like you cheated not only the game but yourself. You didn't grow. You didn't improve. You took a shortcut and gained nothing.
Oh,
it's sad you don't know the difference. And so
that was for people who burned Dreamcast games.
Yeah. And so I put the FBI to the parents of the school admission scandal.
Yeah, that's great.
That? That?
That's
I'm
good.
Very political. My
You're
tweets
very
are
heady.
So.
You know. That
you
is
have
heavy.
To be on a certain no heady. You're right. I got to be on a
and
certain
heavy.
Level.
These aren't just tweets about avocados or the food you're talking about.
I'll eat tortilla chips.
I think I know what the problem with your tweets are. Say less.
I'm saying
be less
way too
important.
Much.
Here,
I'm saying way
I'll
too much.
I'll show you. This is a bad tweet from me, and it shows you the difference between
I wanna see
the subject matter.
Wait, what about this one from January 2018? I tweeted, RT, if you low-key always cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I like that a lot. Do you like this one? Working on a candle based on the movie Dumb and Dumber called Sea Breeze and the Fellas.
That's great.
Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah, because of Sea Breeze.
His name was Seabass.
All right.
That's right. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Kick his ass, Seabass.
We all like movies.
These are good.
Yeah, I'm not finding much more in my pile.
I wrote a. There was a couple days where I was just writing to Sony to get me a new TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah, did that work?
It didn't. But they sent me a DM like, "Yo,
stop." So
hey man, we're not gonna give you a TV.
Hey Malcolm, big fans. Unrelated. Stop.
I find that really hard to believe that they're not gonna give you.
Because they're not related at all. Mm. Like I was like, "Hey Sony, Sony Electronics needs to give me a TV." They were like, "We're a different company."
That's crazy how that didn't work.
It's weird, right? It's like, give me a freaking TV.
I'm so surprised they didn't.
No, I was like, "Yo, we did mad stuff together. Can you do me a solid and get me a TV?"
Yeah, it's not a bad thought process.
I know. It didn't work out.
How's people should cough in the airport more?
Let's do. People should cough in the airport more. That's very good.
I like that one.
That's very, very good, Mike.
All of my tweets are promos. They're horrible.
Hang on, I'll try to get.
Oh, here we go. Strong. If you guys watched The Walking Dead.
Yes.
It was Michonne on The Walking Dead last night.
What is that from? What's Fuck Them Kids from?
It's from, I think it's some Bernie Mac movie. Something. But it was like the
fuck
one
them with kids. That's very funny.
I liked it. It didn't do well.
Look at us pouring through unfunny things.
I know.
Things
this
that
is, a,
said.
Is this
like
your
it's
podcast?
Tough to find.
Oh, here's a
no,
guy.
How do I find a bad
guys,
tweet?
So proud
so
of this
impossible.
Tweet. Are you ready for this? In February of 2017, I tweeted, "I feel real bad about downloading movies illegally, but Elvis said I can do what I want as long as I don't step on his blue suede shoes."
I like it. Me personally? If you're asking me?
What about this one? "I love stop motion animation, but why so negative? I say we try start motion animation."
"I don't want to tell you how old I am, but one time I took a photo with at Gavin DeGraw on a disposable camera." Oof.
"I'm watching wrestling for the first time in my life, and I don't know what to do with my hands."
"Missionary sex only, 2019.
Is that like no nut November or whatever?
Yeah.
That
but
like
for
the
all
worst
year.
Month.
It's not a thing I could participate in.
That's the worst
in.
Month yeah. since Black
it's
History
just,
Month.
It's the worst month. Worst month worst. All year, 2019.
And the worst month of the year award goes to...
No Nut November.
No Nut November.
Why would you do that? You're going to be 80
know,
and be like, "Why the fuck did we do
dude,
that?"
Dude, there's people who just feel like... I've talked to people in my life who said they stopped jerking off for like a couple of months or like a month or something. And they feel so much better and they think yeah. clearer and shit. I don't know, man. Is it a placebo? It's probably a fucking placebo.
That they
I don't believe
better?
That shit. Do you believe that shit, Malcolm?
They think better and clearer?
They think their lives are better for not blasting
off.
Blasting off. Turn this live off.
A lot of fans watch this.
All right, let's read some fucking history roads here and then get the fuck out.
What time is it? How expired?
I have 17 more. I have 17 more podcasts to do. It's a long way down history road.
For every show.
Love that clean cut at the end. Sean O'Leary sends an email in saying, "Definitely not a history robe, but it's short. I want to thank you both for not eating on the podcast anymore."
Guys, was that for me specifically? Is that for you too?
I was
yeah.
I was recently listening to a few older episodes.
Eating like egg sandwiches. And
this listen funny. To this one.
You're eating whole sandwiches
this
on the
is so
air.
So funny. Oh, no. I was recently re-listening to a few older episodes and got real nauseous during episode 78, the pickle renaissance. when it took Mike 23 minutes to stop eating a turkey sandwich and chips into the mic.
They ask us, how are you different than every other podcast out there?
Well,
we're not afraid to eat.
We're not afraid to have a turkey sandwich and chips in the middle of a hard-hitting interview. Mm. Then, on the next episode titled The Jingle Horse.
Jingle Horse?
The jingle. Like, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Was I saying it wrong?
It sounded like you said chingle.
What? That's
shingle,
not a word.
The shingle horse.
The shingle horse.
We got to shoot the horse. He's got shingle horse.
Black Beauty has shingle horse.
We don't touch shingle horse.
Then on the next episode titled The Jingle Horse, Mike was popping pirates' booty seemingly in between words while giving his thoughts on reindeer racism.
Yeah. And I think that was important.
It made me run to get my quip, offer code banter, and vibrate that sexy baby in my moist mouth.
I don't even know what that means.
Thanks for the laughs, and bring that dang Friends and Friends show to the East Coast, Sean Sawyer.
Oh, working on it, man.
Oh, Sean Sawyer, man. That guy's one of my favorite. He's one of my top three Sawyers. My other two are Tom and the guy from Lost.
Is Tom number one? Young Tom Sawyer?
He's number two.
Okay.
To Sawyer from Lost.
Okay.
What about
no strong opinions about that?
No.
Nope.
All right. Well, Mike doesn't. Mike, you didn't watch Lost.
I literally just have no opinion about Lost.
Shelby Miller sends us a History Road saying,
this is home.
saying another good joke. Says Shelby Miller says, "Hi boys, my name is Shelby, and I am currently student teaching in a kindergarten class. Humble brag." The students were having a rough time following.
I've taught kids. It's not a brag.
the students were having a rough time following directions today, and my mentor teacher said, "I shouldn't have to fuss with friends." I told her that Fuss with Friends is my favorite Scrabble knockoff app used by old people. Thank you for all that you do, and I hope you got a laugh out of this like I did.
Fuss with Friends.
Fuss with Friends.
Funny.
It's
fuss
very good.
Oh,
yeah.
Person teaches children.
Yeah.
Human kids.
Ian Gregory Blaine says, "Hi, Mike and Steve. This is an actually short History Road.
What is this section of the show?
History Road.
The History Road. You've been on the show 8 times before.
Do you guys always do this?
Yeah,
always.
History Road is like our memory
sometimes
lane.
Sometimes I'm a little.
You know, you've heard Malcolm of the term memory lane.
Yes.
So it's like
down it.
History Road is like memory lane.
You've heard.
And we ask people to send us stories from their lives or like, you know, things that they think would be interesting to talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
And then we just read the emails. That's what this section's called. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Malcolm.
I don't watch the show.
But you do listen.
I'm not a fan. This is my least favorite
you
podcast.
You work here.
I know.
You just clock in
and
you clock out.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
But I show up because that's where the money is.
Once
that
every 4 months.
That email featured media in it and I don't want to share it. Liana Rolden.
Dude, Ian Gregory Blaine is the guy who's trying to get on the podcast.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I thought he was one
before?
Of the Gregory brothers.
Ian Gregory brother.
Liana Rolden says, very leal email. If you end up reading this on the podcast, please don't read out my full name. Well, too late. Hello, my beautiful boys.
Jennifer Eastman says, please don't read my name.
Adele Gazine.
Don't send me emails that have your full name in them.
Well, that's the opening.
Steve doesn't. It's important to remember that Steve doesn't screen these beforehand.
No,
I
just
don't think
reading
you do.
Them live
I think you're just
right
reading
out of
them.
The email, yeah.
And people email you. You guys are that popular.
Yeah.
So she says, I forgot that you guys have an email, so I can. So I can share with you the fact that I enjoy your podcast.
So I can share with you my real name.
And the both of you very much. Your podcast gets me to laugh out loud on a regular basis, which has negatively impacted my work life on several occasions.
Oh, that's not positive.
But they can suck a fart out of my ass.
Okay.
Anywho, I just want to say that I love you guys more than I hate when Steve raises the volume unreasonably high, and I really fucking hate it.
Okay.
But I'd rather want you to stop but I'd never want you to stop because that's Steve and I know that's the Steve I know and love. Keep doing you so I can keep giving you my money. P.S. Fuck that person who spilled that milkshake in the hallway. Like, what the fuck? Love, Liana.
Love, Liana.
By the way.
For the people watching me, this is a sort of not safe for work.
Yes.
Podcast for us. Is this the end of the show?
May 29th, I'm doing the Friends and Friends show at the Laugh Factory on Sunset Boulevard. It would mean the world to me if you came to that show. I'll try to get as many of you on the guest list as humanly possible. Send me your name and how many people you're bringing, and I need you to be there. I need you to love it. This microphone smells surprisingly good for it being Steve's microphone.
Thank you.
And your hair smells nice as well.
Thank you.
And that's the only reason I haven't left yet. I love you. Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, I want to say thanks for listening to Dynamic Banter. I want to thank Malcolm Barrett,
Malcolm Barrett,
who's got a wonderful show in Los Angeles called Brain Problems. And you can tell him once again how and where.
AmmoTheater.com, Pico Playhouse. I think the address is 10508 West Pico. Probably shouldn't do that contemporaneously if I don't.
But you can just go Ammo Theater.
You can just go to AmmunitionTheater.com, AmmoTheater.com.
Or type in Ammo Theater into anything, probably.
Twitter.
Anything.
Brain Problems.
Instagram.
Inspired by my boy Thomas Mejia.
That's great, man. Yeah. I'm very excited to see that. I'll be cheering you on loudly.
Yes.
And unnecessarily.
Good.
And I appreciate you a lot, and Mike appreciates you a lot. I don't know where he went.
He totally left, so that shows how much he loves me.
I mean...
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
So go to MikeFalzone.com if you want to check out any tour dates he has coming up.
Or don't at all.
Or don't at all. Screw. And go to Patreon.com/TheValleyFolk to support The Valley Folk. That's my thing I'm doing over with the kids from SourceFed. And we're trying to get a business up and running, and it's terrifying. So thank you all for your support.
I like those guys. Those are good guys.
Malcolm,
yeah, you hang out with the nice people.
Thank you, man. I tried to. I've whittled my friend group down to like some essentials.
Yes.
There's still a couple scragglers in there, but they're gone, I think I'll have a perfect friend.
They're mostly good.
Yeah, mostly good.
I think keeping your friends outside of your apartment helps.
Yes, indeed. As far away as possible. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to Dynamic Banter. We'll catch you next time.
Dynamic Banter! Look out!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.